WFMD, and Ryan Hendrick gets all the great assignments because we get to talk to the Weinberg today.
Yeah.
Barbara Hiller in the studio.
So Lewis Black was there recently, Barbara?
Yes, he was there on October 1st.
Okay, because I actually played a... I played a belly buster from him in the 5 o'clock hour a couple of days ago, and I'm like, he was recently in town. How did that show go?
It was awesome. It was a sold out show.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and how many is what constitutes a sellout at the Weinberg? How many people?
It depends on the act. Around 1180, but sometimes you know we have to take out seats for soundboards and certain things, and so there it can vary.
Right.
Between like 1160, 1180, somewhere in there.
So what's on the agenda this week?
So we have a lot to talk about today, Ryan. We added a new show to the season last Friday. It's currently on sale to members only, but this Friday at 10 a.m. it goes on sale to the general public, An Evening with Brian Culbertson. Brian's a jazz, R&B, and funk musician.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to WeinbergCenter.org for more information about that show, if that's musical genre interests you. We also have... We're running a special right now.
Okay.
Something that we don't often do. But because this show is going to be with us for two nights, we're able to pass some savings on. Typically, shows are one and done. They're here one night and they're gone. The Magic of Rob Lake, which is coming on October 20th and 21st. Rob Lake is a magician who came to fame on the television show America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
He's an amazing illusionist. It's the special was running yesterday and today, so you still have a chance to get this opportunity. If you use promo code MAGIC50 at checkout, you can save 50% off tickets to the Magic of Rob Lake, but you have to buy them by midnight tonight.
Boom.
So that's MAGIC in all capital letters, 50.
And WeinbergCenter.org, of course.
WeinbergCenter.org, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And is it easy to get to? Will people know how to get to that and how to put in the promo code?
Yes, right.
Okay.
During the process, as you pay.
During the checkout period.
Yes, it'll offer you a chance to put in a promo code. So if I would say of all the shows coming this season, this is one of the ones I'm most excited to see. This is a big show. That's why it's here for two nights, because it's such a big show to move in and out of the theater. It has to come for two nights. So
the question is, will you be able to see? Will you be able to believe what your eyes are telling you?
I just want to know if I get to learn some of the secrets since I work there.
Probably not.
No. You probably have to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
What you see here will not go into the public.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But coming up this weekend, we have a full slate. We've got the Frederick Speaker Series tomorrow night with Michael Pollan. He's the best-selling author and sustainable food advocate. He's tomorrow night at 7:30. Friday night, we have the kickoff of our silent film series with the 1929 Douglas Fairbanks movie, The Iron Mask. This was his farewell to the era of swashbuckling silent films. He moved on to talkies after this. As with all of our silent films, it'll be accompanied by our mighty Wurlitzer organ. It is the only theater organ still in its original installation in the state of Maryland.
Nice.
And that's not like a church organ. That organ has the ability to play drums and horns and bells and snares and all these other instruments that live in the area where the pipes are, and with a push of a button, they can do that. And then Saturday night, we have Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live, 8 o'clock, fun date night. If you're looking for a good night out with your spouse, with your girlfriend, boyfriend, come and see it.
Awesome. Barbara Hiller, thank you for joining us from the Weinberg Center. WeinbergCenter.org.
822 at WFMD. It is the Morning News Express. Bob Miller, Ryan Hendrick, and wow, somebody... Sure does make us look a lot better when she enters the room.
It is
Katie on the phone. She's not even in the building, Ryan, and she makes us look better.
Yeah, she's not in the building, but she has the three things that we need to know this morning. Katie, let's jump right into it. The Loudoun County facing a lot of controversy, and it has been a hotbed of controversy for things like critical race theory, BLM, a woke school board. And now something with the superintendent, very shocking this morning. What's the latest on this?
Yes, so more than 60 Loudoun County parents spoke at the school board meeting yesterday demanding the resignation of their superintendent for covering up sexual allegations that have happened at the school since the transgender bathroom policies have been reinstated in their schools. So one claim stated that his daughter was assaulted in the bathroom by a boy wearing a skirt. The parents previously fought against these policies, and the school board did not listen. So my kind of thoughts on this are Democratic school board policies put children in danger, and this is just example one. They implemented these transgender bathroom policies, and now something has happened, and I think it's right that the superintendent resigned. Katie Young, a 14-year-old student in the school district, claimed that 80-40 and many policies that are being proposed are not to make people more comfortable or to accept others, but to instead change the way my peers and I think so that we will become the next generation of social justice warriors. So you know that even when Generation Z, probably the most liberal generation, is standing up and saying, this isn't right, we want this changed, please step down, change these policies, something's wrong.
Well, you know, obviously there's other things that are going on as well, and I kind of agree with you, but on your campus, are they up in the ante when it comes to COVID-19 and mask mandates?
Yeah, so actually, once again, the University of Alabama has extended this mask mandate to October 29th. When we first originally started school, it was only supposed to be 2 weeks. Despite the declining COVID-19 cases, there have been 27 total cases since September 20th. That's what, 3 or 4 weeks? So why are we still wearing masks if there's only been 27 total cases on campus? Personally, some days I felt completely unwilling to attend class having to wear a mask. I would so much rather sit in my bedroom without a mask on and be on Zoom than have to walk into the classroom with a mask on. It's overwhelming for me personally. According to the university, 70% of campus is vaccinated. So if that's also true, I don't understand the reasoning behind extra protocols.
The Tuscaloosa Tornado. Conservative Katie joining Bob and Ryan right here Wednesday morning, the Morning News Express at 8:25. Very interesting story coming out of Maryland this morning, but actually covering two states. Jefferson County, West Virginia also involved a Maryland couple arrested over the weekend and accused of trying to sell military secrets to a foreign power. Katie, this is an odd story that kind of really only happens in the movies.
Yeah, absolutely. A Navy nuclear engineer and his wife, so they're originally from Annapolis, Maryland, were accused and arrested of selling U.S. Navy submarine secrets to a foreign power. So I don't even think there's an accusation. The FBI was undercover with them since December, I believe. They were arrested in Jefferson County, and it was all over social media. Diana Toby is the man's wife's name, and she had multiple Facebook and Twitter posts in support of Black Lives Matter, anti-Trump, and she followed resistance accounts on Twitter. It's absolutely disgusting, but I'm not surprised. The left has spewed hatred for America for years now, and it's only getting worse. It's not a secret that our citizens are against us, and I think foreign powers are taking advantage of that. We need to bring patriotism back to the United States.
Yeah, a country divided can't stand united, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
What else is going on, conservative Katie?
Well, Bob, I want to circle back to also Jonathan Tubi was arrested. He is described, just to fill the story out a little bit more, as a nuclear engineer employed by the Navy. I mean, this guy was employed by the Navy. And according to the criminal complaint, guys, the FBI successfully convinced a skeptical Tubi that he had successfully connected with a foreign agent. Now, this is great work. We talk about the FBI being woke and whatever the ground agents are, the top level management isn't. The top level management is probably the one that catches all the blame, but the ground agents did a great job in closing this case. And Katie, we'll let you go. We know you have to get to class, but thank you very much. And we'll talk to you next week for another edition of Three Things You Ought to Know with Conservative Katie. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Conservative Katie joining Bob and Ryan right here on the Morning News Express, 8:27.
The Morning News Express on WFMD. Can't wait for wants to get that letter in the mail, Ryan, from the county. Can you spare $20 million so we can buy more buildings?
Yeah, it's going to be a worthwhile read.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in your neck of the woods. His name is Charlie Reese, and he is a former Orlando Sentinel columnist who's actually retiring after 49 years in the business. And the lead line of his op-ed, his column, are politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh. He said, have you ever wondered if both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits? Why do we have deficits? He continues, have you ever wondered if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes, why do we have high inflation and taxes? You and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does, rather. He says, you and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote on appropriations. The House of Representatives does. He continues, you and I don't write the tax code. Congress does.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on and on and on and on. And at the end, he lists how many different taxes that we have. And literally, you're taxed for everything. Food,
everything.
Fishing, hunting, inheritance, liquor, luxury, marriage, Medicare, property, service, Social Security, recreation, school. I mean, everything, everywhere
you
turn.
But Ryan, let me tell you something here, Ryan. That's only the rich people.
Yeah.
Rich people get, they got to pay their fair share.
Yeah.
Got to pay their fair share.
Mm-hmm.
Got to pay their fair share. They always say it, you know, rich got to pay their fair share. You're absolutely right. But you know what? A column like that resonates with people like you and I. With Congress,
Not so much, right?
Not so much. They don't care. Look, David Trone's got millions of dollars. He doesn't care. Well, we got to pay up more. You know, the federal government takes in a whole lot of money, but they just keep spending it. And all these nice little checks that we got in the mail and stuff, you know, great. We all went out and spent it, but did we really need it? That's the big question. Did we really need it? Some people really did need it.
Or did,
but
or
not
could
everybody.
We, yeah, or could we have just continued operating and work to keep each other safe, which small business owners were very capable of, and just continued in the economy where we were at without tearing the whole thing down for no reason. When history looks back on the response to the pandemic, I think it's going to be the most overreactive response that the government has ever seen. Part of his column says that in a nation of 300 million people, we can't replace 545 people who stand convinced by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. He writes, I can't think of a single domestic problem that is not traceable directly to those 545 people. He said, when you fully grasp the plain truth that 545 people exercise the power of the federal government, then it must follow that what exists is not what they want to exist. It's a great read this morning. I think it's in the Orlando Sentinel.
Yeah. Put it up online. Share it.
Yeah, definitely will.
And everybody should read it. But guess what? Again, the people who it really is aimed towards, they don't care.
Crickets.
They just don't care. That's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem. And I'd love to get these people on because they all justify it.
David Trone won't come on this show. David Trone loves to call the newsroom. He likes to talk to Nate's buddy, Kevin, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. They have each other's cell phone numbers. They text late into the night planning what they're going to say. But David Trone will not come on the show. How do I know that? Because I have sent email after email after email, and I get the same blank excuse from his assistant. Well, the mornings just don't work for us.
Well, then you know what? We'll record it when you want us to.
Yeah, you don't think David Trone is up right now?
I would think so. I would hope so. It's almost 9 o'clock, for God's sakes. I mean, I got a neighbor who doesn't sleep very well, but he's probably up by now. Probably
right.
Gonna go to Frank Mitchell might be up by now, and he goes to bed at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I'm sure David Trone is up right now. He's counting his money
right
from the liquor stores
sales
that never closed
right
during the pandemic.
Right. Well, that's a good thing. We all know that. because you needed people to medicate themselves, or we really would have had a problem out there, unfortunately.
Yeah, listen, but you couldn't get a cancer screening during the pandemic, but you sure as heck could get loaded during
it. You can get a
liquor, you can get drugs, you can get everything.
Yeah.
So. I'd love to ask the sheriff's office or the Frederick City Police if there was a drug shortage, an illegal drug shortage during the pandemic on the streets of Frederick during the pandemic. I bet the answer would be no. I bet there was plenty of cocaine, plenty of heroin, plenty of marijuana to go around.
Were those super spreader events?
Probably. If two or more people got together to get high, it would probably constitute a super spreader event.
Damn. Well, I know that. I hope not, but it makes another great point. And the government going to find a way to tax that, right? They're already starting to go down that road. You know, we'll have more legal gambling and more legal drug use. And, the libertarian in me just says, it'll make everything legal. But
yeah, the libertarian in me wants to legalize drugs, but the rational part, I don't know. I'm still torn on that. Yeah. I don't think we'll ever get to a point because it would mean the elimination of the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, and many, many police officers. But, part of me says we're losing the war on drugs. Another part of me says we've never had a war on drugs because the government has been involved in expediting drugs from other countries to the United States. We'll never know. But, Bob, you have a great day. Tell Meatball we said hi. We'll reconvene tomorrow.
That's right. It. We're gone.
We are done.
Dang, show's over.
It ain't over yet.
Oh, yes, it is.
That was the whole show.
See you next time. Bye.